The state of Oregon is pushing the 11 community hospitals along the Oregon coast to improve their earthquake resilience. That's after a state report predicted none would be able to sustain operations after the feared Big One, a magnitude 9 offshore Cascadia earthquake and tsunami. Hospitals in Washington state were called out, too, in a separate report by that state's government. The challenge is inspiring some creative thinking about how these hospitals might secure emergency power and water. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from the Oregon coast.
A year and a half ago, the Oregon Health Authority gathered the head honchos of all 11 Oregon coastal hospitals in a conference room. The hospital CEOs heard a sobering warning, followed by a call to action. A state resilience engineer told them their coastal towns will be cut off, isolated for longer after a great Cascadia earthquake.
We understand now that we should plan our resiliency efforts around a mark of about 3 weeks or more.
Dr. Leslie Ogden is CEO of the Samaritan Lincoln City and Newport, Oregon hospitals.
That we should expect to be totally on our own without deliveries of fuel or water or anything else.
3 weeks is a long time.
It is. And that's why it's so challenging, because it's nothing that we've ever done before.
Conveniently, Ogden is overseeing the construction of a new hospital in Lincoln City. It has remarkably robust steel beams, bracing, deep pilings for what is mostly a one-story building. Facilities Director Chris Lamar notes flexible connectors in the piping throughout.
You need to shake them pretty good and it's not going to break. That way this stuff can keep running once the shaking stops.
A big advance in quake readiness over the 50-year-old building it replaces.
Okay, so this brand new building behind us is going to be standing after the 9.0.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
Now our obligation is to figure out how to care for patients in it and how to have things such as power, water, and all of those things we need to provide that care.
The time after a major earthquake might be the moment of greatest need. Getting the hospital self-sufficient on water and electricity for 3 weeks remains an unresolved challenge. At the State Health Authority, Emergency Operations Director Akiko Saito says the spotlight cast by the Oregon Coastal Hospital Resilience Project is bringing positive change.
We're talking about a catastrophic event. So I think in the end, I don't know that we're ever going to be really 100% ready, but I think we're definitely in a much better spot.
There's not an exact corollary in Washington state to the Oregon project. The smaller number of hospitals on Washington's outer coast are making piecemeal upgrades individually. Meanwhile, in Florence, Oregon, Peace Harbor Hospital has a plan to use shallow backup water wells drilled on its property to ensure uninterrupted water supply. The small hospital in Coquille, near the southern Oregon coast, is seriously looking at building a microgrid. This could provide backup power for as long as needed. It would entail a large solar array, battery storage, diesel generator, and a switchable grid connection.
It's always difficult to launch into large capital expenditures for strictly disaster preparedness.
Jeff Lang is CEO of Coquille Valley Hospital.
And the beauty of a microgrid system is that during a disaster, it helps us take care of our community. And during normal operation times, it helps us reduce the overall cost to the hospital for electricity. And it's a green solution.
Southern Coos Hospital in Bandon is also interested in a solar microgrid, except in this case, the idea is the municipal utility would build and own the backup power project. A 2017 report on earthquake preparedness delivered to Washington Governor Jay Inslee identified gaps and barriers. The cost of seismic upgrades was a big one. Small rural hospitals often can't absorb this expense. That's why in Oregon, an advisor on how to apply for state and federal grants sometimes tagged along with the Hospital Resilience Project. I'm Tom Bonsi in Lincoln City, Oregon.